the Hokie girls winners earlier over SCC 66-34 to improve to 16-1, and honored to have to my left Ellie Ruffridge, Hokie girls basketball player. What did you think about the victory over SCC, Ellie? Not quite as easy as the first time you played them earlier in the year.
No, we knew coming in it was going to be a good conference challenge, and they played really well. It would have been nice to come out a little bit more better with more energy, but it happens sometimes. You can't play perfect every game. But overall, I thought we got into a groove into the game, and we finished well.
Well, you did what you normally do, getting your fair share of points, 31 on the evening. And tonight, after you played two games on your home floor on Thursday, I bet you would not mind playing a doubleheader every night, would you?
No, it was fun. It was like a tournament. It got us back on track, I thought, and I love playing with these girls, so whatever night, it's just fun to go out and play.
Got you back on track, as unfortunately you had a few days to think about that one L
yeah.
on the season tally at Nevada was there. What a game it turned out to be, as Nevada victorious in overtime. Kind of turned out similar to how last year's regular season game went, where they had a three opportunity at the end of regulation, didn't convert, so you won on your home floor, but they got it this time around and wound up getting in overtime. You've had some battles over the years. What did you take away from that game?
Well, obviously, it wasn't our best offensive game. That game, we learned a lot. So Nevada's a great ball club. We just got to come out every night, and we need to step up to the challenge. And that night, it didn't go our way. Like I said, we learned a lot, and we'll be ready.
You got bigger fish to fry
yep.
going forward. So about this business of becoming the state's all-time leading scorer, you know, I had to ask you about it. With the 31 here tonight, you're down to 122 away from Deb Remedy's state record, and I know and I believe you when you say that you're more focused about winning games, but with all the talk, I saw you doing a TV interview after the Nevada games, and the tweets going out that Ellie's hit 2,500, you're now trailing third place all time. Is it tough not to think about it so much with all the talk going on?
It actually gets brought up a lot, so, I mean, yeah, I kind of do think about it, but when I get on the basketball court, I don't think about it. I don't want to think about it, but with social media and with a lot of excited fans and support in the community, every time I go out of my house or I'm at school, I always get questions about it, and I have just amazing support, and if it happens, that'd be unbelievable, but if not, It's all about the team and getting another championship. So.
Well, you're well on your way. If things go according to the pace you're on, you would surpass that mark in the regular season finale at home against Manson Northwest Webster, or maybe the game before at Spirit Lake. Are friends, classmates, anybody saying to you, gosh, we hope when you break it, it's at home?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say that. It'd be really cool because I know a lot of people would come out and be there for me and the team if I would happen to break it at my home gym. if I break it anywhere, it'd be cool.
Uh-huh. But goal number one is to keep winning games, to get back to a state tournament and try and get the glory that you did a season ago, as Ellie Ruffridge is joining us here at halftime of the boys basketball game here in Pomeroy. This is, I think, probably only the third time you've played in this gym over your career. A nice little change of pace.
Yeah, it's any gym is home.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think you're right. Three times. Yeah.
Joel Fonda one time. He played St. Mary's here one year. I was at.
I think
and
this
I
was
right.
the fourth time.
Fourth time.
We played twice here this season. We played Alta and then. The game tonight.
Okay. I
yep.
didn't know if you played one here earlier
Mm-mm.
in the year. You don't mind playing basketball anywhere. Ellie Ruffridge joining us here at halftime. Always a treat to watch you and your team play. Thanks a
Thank
lot.
You.
And all the best going forward.